We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Mem Alef. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah said regarding the Isser of Bishul, of cooking the Karban Pesach, which has to be just eaten roasted, the Mishnah said, Eima Vashla V'chulu, we're not allowed to cook it, not only not in water, but even in any beverages or even fruit juices, which our Gemara brings a Braisa to elaborate on this halacha. Turn by the learn the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, which talks about this Isser, it says in Shemais Yud Beis, Pasuk test, al teichlu memena, don't eat from this, the Karban Pesach, no, only partly roasted, uvashel mevushel b'mayim, or cooked in water. Now on that, the Gemara says, it says b'mayim, it says, as we said, uvashel mevushel b'mayim. That is, it's prohibited to cook the Karban Pesach in water. Ein le'el b'mayim, I would only know that it's forbidden to cook it in water, as the Pasuk says. Shar mashke minayin, how do you know, as our Mishnah tells us, it's forbidden to even cook the Karban Pesach in other beverages too? So Amri Kavachayim, this is the first explanation the Gemara brings. You'd say it's a Kavachayim, and that is Umam Mayim She'im Mefig in time. And if water does not go ahead and distort the taste of the Karban Pesach, it doesn't give any flavor into the Karban Pesach, and yet Asur and still the Karban Pesach is forbidden if it's cooked in water, then Shar Mashkin, then other beverages, Shem Mefig in time, which then disturbs the taste of the Karban Pesach because it gives its own flavor into the Karban Pesach, Loi Kolshkin, isn't it a Kolshkin? Most definitely that then it would be prohibited to cook in those liquids because, if anything, it makes it worse than cooking in water. That's the first explanation the Braisa brings. Rabbi brings a different source for this halacha that we see that it's forbidden to cook the Karban Pesach in any liquids. Because it says in the Pasuk about Mayim in water. Ainli Elamayim, I would only know again that the Isra of cooking the Karban Pesach is in water. Shamash Kaminayin, how do you know all other liquids? Tamalam, that's what the Pasuk says. Uvashjil Mavushal. And that is, it says an extra word. It should have just said, Yinali Yitr Karban Pesach, no, which is partly roasted, umavushal, and cooked. Why does it say uvashal mavushal, that redundancy? Become akim to tell you that all types of cooking, even not on water and any other beverages, is going to be awesome. Now the Gemara asks, my benai, what is the difference between these two sources that one learns from uvashal mavushal and one learns from this kavochemer? And that the Gemara says, ikki benai utzlikada, the difference between them would be a case of pot roast, where you're cooking it in a pot, but without any water and without any liquids, any beverages. Rather, it's just the fats, the juices that come out of the meat itself of the Karban Pesach. According to the one that learned from a kavochemer from water, here would be permitted, because there's no kavochemer. Here, at least by water, you have something. So then you say, oh, something else that has a taste that's going to disturb the taste of the Karban Pesach for sure is going to be a problem. Here, there's no disruption of taste. And it's not even water, it's the liquids of the Karban Pesach itself. There you would say that it's mutter. But according to Rabbi, that learns from a ribui, from an additional word of a bashel mavushel, which includes all types of cooking, which would include pot roast too. It's a form of cooking, and therefore, according to Rabbi's interpretation, it would be aser. Then the Gemara asks on this braisa, Rabbanan haim bashel mavushel may abdilhu. What do they do with the redundancy of a bashel mavushel? That is Rabbi, that the second opinion that the braisa had brought, that of Rabbi, he said that that is the source, the redundancy to tell you all types of cooking, all types of liquids. But the Rabban, the first opinion, know that from the kavochemer, from mayim, most definitely are the liquids. So what do they need it for? And that the Gemara says, Miboyle, they need it, as will be explained at the end of this braisa. Like it's kind of like we learned in the braisa. Bishlu v'achakach tzalu. If the Karban Pesach was first cooked, then roasted, which is what it's supposed to be, or it was first roasted and then cooked. And that the Braisa says chayiv, that you're chayiv malchus for lashes for consumption of that Karban Pesach, which the question then is asked. We could understand that if it's first cooked and then roasted, that one would be liable to habishle because it was cooked originally, and that's the isra of eating it cooked. But if it's first roasted and then cooked, it is ultimately something that was roasted. So why would it be forbidden? Who cares that later it's cooked? But what is it that changed it into this cooked item? It was roasted, not cooked, which is in liquids. And therefore, why is it going to be usher to consume that type of a Karban Pesach and get malchus? Now the Gemara gives two interpretations for the braisa, which the second interpretation will show us the source of what the Rabbanan need bashel mavushel for. So Amar Rav Kahana, the first explanation the Gemara brings to understand this braisa that says that one is going to be liable even if it's first roasted and then cooked, Hamani Rabbi Yosi, who is the town of this braisa that says that cooking even after it was baked will still consider this item as cooked, although it was already changed into, so to speak, cooked, which is through baking, but if you're ultimately going to cook it again, it's still going to be considered a cooked item. It's like Rabbi Yosi, the Tanakh learned in the Braisa, he says, Yoitzin, one can fulfill his chiv of matzah, berokik hashori, which with a wafer that is soaked in a cooked dish, in other words, it's like cooked, umavushal, or something else that's cooked after that it was baked. Now, although that it got soft, this opinion holds it's still considered lechem, it's still considered bread, as long as it's still there, shalei nimuach, as long as it did not dissolve totally, divrei Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. However, Reb Yosi says, Yitzin b'raka kashari, you're right, you could still fulfill your chiv of matzah with the wafer that's soaked. It still retains its identity as lechem, so you can fill it as matzah. Avaloi b'mavushal, but if you didn't just soak it, but rather you took the matzah that was baked and then you cooked it, even if it didn't totally dissolve, it's still not going to be able to fulfill your chiv of matzah, because once you cook it, although it was already baked, it's not called anymore, quote, lechem bread. And that's, again, although it was already baked in the oven. Since you ultimately went and cooked it afterwards, that nullifies it from the status of lechem. And therefore, Rav Kahana says, he, Rabbi Yossi's opinion, who says this by matzah, is the same one that says this regarding the Karban Pesach. Although it was already roasted, however, once you go ahead and cook it afterwards, that makes it not mevushal, and mevushal is forbidden to consume the Karban Pesach in that status. That's the first opinion of that brisa. Ula Ma'ula says a second interpretation, which will then give us an understanding of what the Rabbanan need of Vashem Avoshel for. Afilatem Reb Meir. You could say this second brisa, this opinion, is even like Reb Meir, that he says that generally one would be able to fulfill his chiv of matzah, even if you go ahead and cook it after that it was baked, it will still be considered baked, and that is generally, we would not say that the later cooking is the authoritative one. However, here he would hold that you would be chayiv for cooking it even after it's already roasted, and one would be chayiv for consuming such a Karban Pesach. Why? Because Shani Hacha, here Karban Pesach is different than halacha of matzah. Damakra, because the pasuk says, uvashil mevushal. It should have just said, umevushal, that it was cooked. What's this redundancy? To teach you mikal makim, this exeris hakasa by Pesach that tells you this halacha, that bishal, after it's li, although generally Remeir does not recognize the later cooking. He recognized the authority of the first one, as we find by matzah, that it was baked. And okay, if you cook it afterwards, you still fulfill your chiyuv of matzah with that. Here by Karban Pesach, although it was already roasted, the later bishel is included from uvashim uvushal, and that is what atzrichu rabbanan. That's what the first opinion in that brisa that was not like Rebbe, that they learned the source from a kal v'chomer, from mayim, and that is how we know that it's forbidden to cook it in all types of liquids, not like Rebbe who learned it from uvashim uvushal. What do they do with uvashim uvushal? Exactly how Ula had said, Remei would learn why Karban Pesach is different than matzah, because it has uvashim uvushal to tell you that although generally we do not recognize the later cooking, here by Karban Pesach, although it was already tzli, we will recognize the later bishul as a problem, and therefore one would be chayiv if one were to consume such a Karban Pesach. So now on this topic, the Gemara continues with another brisa. Turn up on, we learn the brisa. Yochel tzol kol tzarka. You would think that if the Karban Pesach was totally roasted, and that is almost in the sense that it was burnt, that it was singed, Yechayiv, you would think that you would be liable for eating such a Karban Pesach. Why is that? Because the Torah tells us it has to be tzli esh, it has to be roasted. Not burnt, which would be like the equivalent of kli esh, like it was totally burnt. So you would think if you consume such a Karban Pesach, you actually would be chayiv malchus. Tamalem, that's what the pasuk says, al toichlu mimenu na. You should not eat the Karban Pesach either partially cooked, partially roasted, uvashul mevushul b'mayim, or cooked in water. Now the inference is, no uvashul mevushul amarti lecha. When did I tell you're going to get a malchus that there's a negative prohibition in Karban Pesach if it's partially roasted or if it's cooked? However, v'loishu tzol kol tzarka. However, not if it's totally roasted, in other words, even more than it's supposed to be, like almost burnt, that although it's not the way it should be, one is not going to be chayav alav on that status. Which the Gemara asks, heichadami, what exactly is this case that we were discussing that it was totally roasted that you would think you'd actually be chayav for eating in it? And Rav Ashi, the shavi charucha, that you made it singed, in other words, you made it like burnt, that although we thought that would be considered, you'd be liable for that, so we're saying you're not chayav for, again, because it's not either na or vashal mavushal. Now, continuing on this topic about the cooking of the Karban Pesach, this Isra of Bishel related to it. So the Gemara says, turn on the Braisa. Yochel ochel kezayis chai. Now the Gemara is going to make a similar drasha as we made in just this previous Braisa. You would think if you ate a kezayis of the Karban Pesach totally raw, that wasn't roasted at all, that yehi chai, that one would be liable for eating that, and that stated that it's not supposed to be eaten, as it is supposed to be eaten sliyesh, it's supposed to be eaten roasted, and if you didn't, you're chayiv malchus. Tamalayim, again, that's what the pasuk says, that there's only two areas that you're going to be chayiv malchus for. One is al toichel menano. One is that it should not be eaten, yes, roasted, but not roasted. In other words, partially roasted. Uvashal mevushal. And if it was cooked. And that is not uvashal amartel. When did I tell you that you're going to get malchus if it's partially roasted or cooked, that is with liquid? But not if it's eaten raw. If you eat it raw, then you're not going to be chayiv malchus for that. Now then, yochel yehi mutter, you would think to say that it's actually mutter l'ketchil to go ahead and eat the Karm Pesach in the state that it's raw, and that there won't even be an isser, a prohibition. That is, you can sometimes have an isser, but not have malchus. You would think that, no, it's totally mutter, as we said, that only na or mevushal is a problem, but a raw you could eat the Karm Pesach. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki im tzli'esh. However, it should be eaten roasted. And this one that's not roasted, although you're not going to get malchus, because it's what's called, as the Gemara will elaborate on this momentarily, a lav shebeklolis, which means a general lav, which is a broad lav that includes many different things that are forbidden for that. And this Tana holds, you don't get malchus on the lav shebeklolis, because not being roasted includes anything else which is going to be included in that problem. So yes, there is going to be an isser, and l'ketchil, you cannot go ahead and eat it totally raw. However, one does not get malchus only if it's going to be no, which is partially roasted, and vashel mevushel, that is cooked in liquid. Now the Gemara asks, heichi dami no. What exactly is this? As the Pasuk says, we said there's only two criteria for getting malchus. One is no, and one is vashel mevushel, that's cooked, as we said, not only in water, but all types of liquids. So what's no? Amar Rav, kedami parasai, that's like the Persians say, avarnim, which Rashi says that was what halfway roasted was called in the Persian language, it was called avarnim. That is what in Lashon Kodesh is called no. Now on this topic, the Gemara continues elaborating on these halachas. Amar Rav Chizda, hamavashal b'chami tveria. Again, we're saying bishul is a problem, as it says in the Torah. It can't be vashal mavushal, it can't be cooked. The Karban Pesach has to be roasted fully. If someone cooks in the hot water of Tveria, and that is there were these hot springs that were in Tveria, someone cooks with them. So we're going to see there's a difference in halacha depending for what area in halacha we're talking about. B'Shabbos, regarding the Isra of Bishl of cooking in Shabbos, is one of the Lamates Malachis, Pater, one would be exempt if he were cooking with the hot springs of Tveria. Whereas by Pesach, Shebishl of Chamei Tveria, if someone cooked the Karban Pesach in the hot springs of Tveria, he would be chayv, he would be liable. If he eats that type of a Karban Pesach, that's now uvashel mevushel. Now the Gemara assumes now the reason why that would be a problem is because, as we said, because uvashel mevushel, it cannot be cooked. To which the Gemara asks, Maishna b'Shabbos loy, what's the reason why he's saying on Shabbos you would not be chayiv for the lamates melachos of bishul of cooking on Shabbos? To told us ish be'in meleka, to qualify for the issa of bishul, there has to be a derivative of fire that is the form how you're cooking that item. And now here, since this is not considered, quote, bishul cooking, to be considered a av malacha, because it's not from a derivative of fire, it's rather a derivative of the hot water springs, which is not heated by an actual fire. So that's why you're going to be exempt on Shabbos. So then the question becomes, Pesach nami lav told us Eishu. So then the same thing should be for Pesach. It also has to be considered, quote, bishul. Now, where do we find? We find by Shabbos that to be considered cooking is a derivative from fire. Here for the Karban Pesach, it's also, it says in the Pasuk, uvashel mevushel, has to be cooked. And cooking is when it's cooked by fire, not in some other form. So why would one be chayiv to consume such a Karban Pesach if it's cooked by the hot springs of Tveri, if that's not considered, quote, cooking in halacha? And that the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. My chayiv dektani, what did we mean that we said that if you're going to consume such a Karban Pesach that was cooked in the Chamei Tveri, that you're going to be chayiv? It doesn't mean that you're going to be chayiv because of vashel mevushel. You're right, that's not considered halachically cooked. It has to be by derivative of fire. Rather, the ka'ava mishum tzli'esh, because you're going to be violating the other element of the pasuk, which says that it has to be roasted by fire. And that is, it says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to eat it ki im tzli'esh, only if it's roasted. That is the lav that you're transgressing, not the lav of cooking. And that is this opinion in the Gemara of Rava holds, that you do get malchus for a lav shebeklolis, although that we say that's a general lav, that anything not roasted is going to be included in that prohibition of consuming the Karban Pesach that way. That will include this if it's cooked by the hot waters of the springs of Tveria, that although that's not no, and it's not uvashel mevushel, as we said, because as we find by Shabbos, it has to be a derivative of fire. But one will violate the not being tzli'esh. And not being tzli'esh, Rabba holds, just like as if it were to be raw, one would be violating that and would get malchus, because he holds you do get lav, you do get malchus, and lav should be closed. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Rav Chia, Bered, Rav Nosson, Masni, Lalhod, Rav Chizda, Behedya. He said explicitly that the reason that why Rav Chisda was saying that one would be chayev was because of the fact that it's not roasted in fire of tzliyesh, but not because that if you cooked it in the chametz tray that would be considered vashem avushal, the problematic of what the pasuk calls being cooked, because that's not considered halachically cooked. That Omer Rav Chisda, he said explicitly, Rav Chisda says, I'm a vashel b'chametz tray b'shabbes potter. If you cook in the hot springs of Tveri on Shabbos, there you're going to be exempt. However, regarding the carbon Pesach that you cooked in the hot springs of Tveri and then you consumed it, you would be chayim. She says explicitly because, not because of a vashem avushel, but rather because it's not going to be tzliyesh, it's not roasted by fire, it was cooked in a different format, and that's a problem for the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara continues with this theme regarding a machlekes. Amar Rava, Rava says, and as we just said before, Rava's opinion is that you will get malchus and alav shabaklolis. And that's what the Gemara is going to continue on this, that this is a machlekes amiram. Rava says, ochli no. If someone eats a carbon Pesach partially cooked, partially roasted, so we continue on to Amid Beis, loikishtaim, he says, you get two malchus. One is because, as the pasuk says, that al toichli mimenu no, you're not allowed to eat from it partially roasted. But then there's another malchus of that it says you're not allowed to eat it ki im tzliyesh, only if it's roasted by fire. And therefore, that's also when the pasuk says al toichlu mimenu, don't eat from it. One is na, but then it also says kim tzliyesh. The al toichlu, which is the negative prohibition, is going on kim tzliyesh. So therefore, you're getting two problems when you eat it partially roasted. One is na, and one that is not totally roasted, which is tzliyesh. So you get two malchus. Mivoshul lakashtaim. Similarly, if the carbon pesach is cooked, you also get two malchus. One is because it says in the pasuk uvoshul mivoshul, and one is also that same love of kim tzliyesh. It's not roasted when it's being cooked. Therefore, you get two. And then na umivoshul lakashalish. If it's partially roasted and it was cooked, then you're going to get three malchus, one for no, one for mevushel, and one for, again, not being kim tzliyesh. Abaya argues. He says, ein loikin alav shebeklos, which is what we said Rava's opinion was, that you do get malchus on the lav shebeklos. He says you don't get malchus for a general lav that includes many different types of cooking, that anything that's not roasted is going to be included in this lav of kim tzliyesh. Although that's an isser, one does not get a malchus for that. And therefore, one will not get a malchus for not being roasted. So the Gemara has two interpretations in the Abaye's opinion. Ikadam, those that say, tarti hu delay laki. You're not going to get two malchus for this form that you're cooking. And that is, since you're mitigating malchus because of either it's partially roasted of no, or because it's cooking, that it's considered vashma vushal. So then you're not going to get another lav of kiyim tzliyesh. But chodem yes lakim. Abaye would agree that you would get one malchus. And that is, for example, in the case that Rav had said on Amid Aleph, if you're cooking it in Chamei Tveria, in the hot water springs of Tveria, and then you eat it, that there is no malchus of it being considered uvash mavushal of cooked, as we said, that it's only if it was a derivative, a toldus of Eish, that's considered cooked. And you're not getting the malchus of Na, being partially roasted, because it's not even roasted at all, it's just being cooked, then you, Abaye would agree that then you would get a malchus of ki im tzli eish. And this study says you don't get malchus on lav shabaklolis. It means to add lavin. You're already getting a lav of Na or mevushal, then you're not going to add another one of a lav shabaklolis. But if you don't get any lav of Na mevushal, for example, chamei tveri, which is neither Na nor mevushal, then you would get malchus on the lav shabaklolis. That's one opinion, Abaye. Those that say, you're not even going to get one malchus of the one of ki im tzliyesh when there's no other one. Let's say it's in the case of raw, or if it's when cooked in chametz tveri, where you're not getting no mevushel, still you're not going to get even one malchus. And the reason is, because it's not specific, this negative prohibition, like the negative prohibition of muzzling an animal while it's plowing, which there the parasha of chasima, it says explicitly what the isser is. And the parasha of Malchus, it says right near the parasha of Chasima, to tell you that just like by Chasima, the isser of muzzling an animal while it's plowing is specific, telling you what is forbidden. That's when you get Malchus, which that will exclude anything that's general, that doesn't, it's not specific, it's not measurable in that sense of what we're making forbidden, it's anything but this, then one would not get Malchus, even if that's the only thing that you would get Malchus for. Now the Gemara brings another area of halacha that has this similar machlekes between Rav and Abaye. Rava Amar, Rava says, Ochol Zag, if a Nazir, if someone that's forbidden, they took a vow that he's not going to consume any derivative from grapes, including wine and the sort. If he eats a grape skin, Loika, so this Nazir that eats the grape skin, Rava says, will get Shtaim, will get two Malchus. One for the Isra that the Pasuk says of Zag lo yochel, that he should not eat the grape skin. And another one because of the general that the Pasuk says, Mikol asher ya'asu mege gevin hayayin, that anything will be made from the grapes of the wine, that it says, Mechatzanim, it talks about all the different items, so that when it says in the Pasuk, lo yochel, he should not eat, is also going on Mikol asher ya'asu, so you're going to get two. One for the specific that the Pasuk talks about the Isra of eating the grape skin, another one for the general of eating anything that comes from the grapes. Similarly, Chartzen, if he eats the grape seed, like a Shtayim, is also going to get two. Again, the one that it says specific in the Pasuk of the grape seed, and the one for the general one. Zag v'Chartzen, as he said, similar to the Halacha before, if he eats both the grape skin and the grape seed, then like a Shtayim, he gets three, one, two for those specific ones, and one for the general one. Abaya Abaya argues. He says, Ein loikin alav shebeklos. You do not get Malchus, lashes, the 39 lashes, for a general law, a negative prohibition, that as is said in the Pasuk, Mikol asher ya'asu, anything that's made from the grapes, which that includes grape skin, grape seeds, the grapes that are moist, the dried out grapes, the leaves of the grapes, the stems, all these different things would be included. That's generic, that's general, that including many different things. That would not be included in something that you get Malchus for. Now again, there's two interpretations in Abaye Igadam, that those that say, Tartehu Dulaki. What Abaye was saying is that you're not going to get two Malkus, and that is where you ate either the grape skin or the grape seed, and you're getting Malkus for that. You're not going to get another Malkus for this general term of Mikol asher ya'asu. Now, as Rashi says, Abaye agrees that if you can eat the Zag and the Chartzen, you can eat the grape skin and the grape seed, you're going to get two Malkus. And that is, since each one is specifically mentioned, its own explicit term in the Pasuk. So when it says in the Pasuk, lo yoichel, you shouldn't eat it, it's as if each one was written a negative prohibition regarding it. As Rashi says, it's obvious from the Gemara Masechet Nazir, where Abaye only argues in the Malkus of kol asher ya'asu. Now, so therefore, you're not going to get two, but chodem yis laki. You will get one Malkus, and that is if, let's say, you ate either leaves or the stems of the grapes, where there you're not getting Malkus either for the Zag or the Chartzen, then Abaye would agree you would get Malkus for Mikol asher ya'asu, anything that comes from the grapes. Those that say, no, Chodem nami l'loki, not even going to get, even if it's the only one. And the reason is, as we said before, the lemiyachid lave kalav dechsim, because it's not specific, the lav, as it is by Muslim, it includes this whole broad umbrella, that all these different possibilities, that one does not get Malkus for. Again, the similar as we had the machlekes regarding the case of the cooking by the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara goes back to what we were discussing in Amud Aleph regarding the cooking of the Karban Pesach. So Tam Banu Lenna Braisa. Achal kezayis novim bo'odyoim. If someone ate a kezayis of a partially roasted Karban Pesach, which, as we say, the Pasuk says forbidden, but before it became the night of Pesach, during the day, and that the Braisa says, Potter, he's going to be exempt. And the Gemara will explain all these different halachas momentarily. Kezayis nom meshach hasheicha. If he eats a kezayis of it partially roasted when it was already night, and then chayv, then he's liable, as what the pasuk says. Ochel kezayis tzli mibayim. If he ate a kezayis of it roasted, which is the way it's supposed to be eaten, from when it was still day, then loy posel atzmei mamnechabur. He does not invalidate himself from eating from the group that the karban pesach is supposed to be eaten in a group. Now, as Rashi explains, the Gemara later on, Daf Peivav Meraf explains that the karban pesach cannot be eaten, first of all, in two different groups as one. And moreover, which is what we're discussing, the one who eats cannot eat in two different places. Now, the Gemara learns it out from what's called bayis echad yoichel. It should be eaten in one house, which the Aramaic interpretation of that is that the Targum says, b'chabura chodiyis achal. It should be eaten only in one grouping. Now, eating it during the day is not considered, quote, eating of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, he's allowed to eat when it turns nighttime and it started Pesach with the people of his group that he was included in, because this that he already ate from at one time is not considered a second time when he's eating by the Seder night with the rest of his group, because the first eating was not qualified as a halachic eating, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. However, kezayis tzli mishach hasheicha, if he ate a kezayis of the roasted Karban Pesach when it was already nighttime, it was already on Pesach, when he was already supposed to eat with his group, then he invalidates himself from eating from the Karban Pesach with his group, as we explained, because he's not allowed to eat a second time, because you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different places, and his first eating was already done. Now he can't eat with his group, because that would be considered a second place of his eating of the Karban Pesach. Tanin Duch learned another brisa, very similarly, that speaks about one of the components that the first brisa spoke about. Yochel ochel kezayis nomen bo'idyom yehichayim. You would think that if you would eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach that's partially roasted when it's still Erev Pesach, that you would be chayv, which the first Bryce said that you're putter. Here this Bryce is elaborating on that theme and saying that you really would think that you'd be chayv. that you'd be liable. V'dinu, and it seems that it would be like a kal v'chomer, and that is uma b'shor sheyesh nebekum ochel tzli. Now, if during the time when there's a positive commandment to go ahead and eat it in the way it's supposed to be eaten, which is roasted, which is on the Seder night, Pesach by the night of the 15th, yesh nebebal teichel noah, that even at that time, which is when you actually are supposed to be eating in the proper way of being roasted, there's still an isser of eating it partially roasted, which is called noah. Then b'shosh she'ena b'kum ochel tzli, then at the time when there's not even a heter, meaning it's so stringent that you can't even eat it in any form, even the way it's supposed to be, which is roasted, which is during the day, that you don't have any heter of eating it, even in the roasted form. So then einoy din she'yesh n'pal teichel noah, then during the daytime, most definitely that it should be forbidden to consume it in the state of partially roasted, which is forbidden at nighttime. Most definitely it's going to be forbidden by day, because by nighttime there's somewhat of a laxity of that, because you could eat the carbon pesach in a certain form, but you still can't eat it roasted, a partially roasted, that is no. So by the day, when you can't eat it in any way, for sure that the problem of eating it partially roasted should apply. But then the Braith says, oiloy, or maybe not. Maybe what we're saying should be in a different way. And that is as follows. Maybe b'shosh she'enoy b'kum ochel tzli, maybe only that when there is no positive commandment of eating it roasted, which is by day, maybe only then, which again is so stringent because there is no heter whatsoever to eat this carbon pesach, even tzli, because it's still erev pesach, then yesh nebepal teichel noah, maybe only then, this whole issur of eating the carbon pesach partially roasted, maybe it's only on erev pesach, because that's when it's so stringent. However, b'shosh she'yesh nebekum ochel tzli, maybe at the time when there is a positive commandment to eat it, at least in some form of being roasted, which is at nighttime, as the pasuk says, v'ochel es habosar b'layla hazeh, you should eat it on this night, then maybe ein mepal teichel noah, maybe then the negative prohibition of eating it partially roasted will not apply. And the Braith says, v'al titma, and don't wonder about this, how could we say that this would be only during the daytime and not at nighttime, this issur of eating it partially roasted, because it makes sense to say that. Because nighttime already is not so stringent anymore, as we find that it's totally permitted the Karban Pesach in the form of being roasted, and that is because even roasted was forbidden during the day, as it says in the Pasuk, v'ochel es habosar b'layla hazeh, you should eat the Karban Pesach on this night, which excludes the daytime. Now, when it becomes dark, this isser of eating it in roasted form becomes totally permitted. Therefore, you should say that although you're right, l'katchili, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat partially roasted, because that's what the pasuk is saying it cannot be, but I would say that you would not be chayev on it malkis if you were to eat it partially roasted at nighttime. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk comes to say. No. Al toichlu mimenu no. Don't eat the carbon pesach partially roasted. Uvashim levusha b'mayim, and cooked in water. And the pasuk ends off. Ki insleyesh, only, it should only be roasted by fire. Now, the Braisa says, she'in tam aloy mekim tzliyesh. The pasuk is not really teaching us anything when it says only it should only be roasted in fire, because the pasuk just said that before. Tzliyesh, it has to be roasted by fire, umatzes, etc. It went through the whole thing. Now, umat tam aloy mekim tzliyesh, what is the pasuk teaching us when it repeats again, it should only be roasted in fire? Lemecha, to teach you the following halacha that we were talking about. B'shosh she'yesh nebekum ochel tzli, that even at the time when there is a positive commandment to eat it roasted by fire, which it is permitted already to eat the Karban Pesach in some form, which is at night, yesh nebepal teichel noah, that even then it would apply the prohibition of eating it partially roasted. And b'shosh she'ein nebekum ochel tzli, however, at the time when there is no positive commandment to eat it partially to eat it roasted, which is during the day, then ein nebepal teichel noah, then there would be no negative prohibition of eating it partially roasted. Again, as the previous Braith had said, but this Braith elaborated on that to say that when you eat it partially roasted during the day, although we thought to say that that would for sure be aser, that no, that then there's going to be mutter. And that's why the pasuk ends off to say ki in sliyesh. You want to know when this problem of noah is? It's only at the time when what should it be? It should be roasted. Oh, that's only at the nighttime. Oh, at nighttime, that's when there's going to be issur of eating it. No. But during the daytime, when there is no ki in sliyesh, because you're not allowed to eat it Karban Pesach in any form, then there's not going to be any issur of eating it even no. Rebbe says, Ekra nivashli, says, if I'm reading the pasuk, I would read it that it should have been enough to say vashel, that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach cooked. Matam elemim mevashel. What does the pasuk then go ahead and add another word of that it shouldn't be eaten cooked? Sheyachol, because I would have thought to say, ainly, that this iser would only be that you'd be chayv for eating the Karban Pesach, elisha bishla mishach hashecha, only if it was cooked at nighttime, which that is the ikker time of the Karban Pesach, when you're allowed to eat it, as we were just discussing in the Braisa. So Rebbe follows up this halacha to say, then I would have thought to say that that is when the Isra of eating it cooked is only if it was cooked at nighttime. However, Bishlam Ibn Ayyam, but if it was cooked during the daytime and then it was eaten at nighttime, which is when the Isra applies, Minayin, from where would I know that even there the Isra would be, that you'd be chayiv if it was cooked, again, even if it was cooked during the daytime? Time of Laima, that's what the Pasuk has to repeat two times to say, Bashlam Avushlam Makom Makom, to say that no matter when you cooked it, if you're eating it at nighttime, the Karban Pesach, if it was cooked, even if it was cooked during the daytime, you're going to be chayiv Malkus for eating the Karban Pesach, Bashlam Avushlam. Which the Gemara asked, wait a second. We asked on this Braisa, V'hai Bashlam Avushal Afkei Rebbe, but this that he's learning from the redundancy of Bashlam Avushal, this is Rebbe. Rebbe himself made a drasha that we mentioned before on Amud Aleph, Litzlikader V'Lashar Mashkin, that we said that we were talking about this Isra of cooking the Karban Pesach, that our Mishnah had said is not only in water, it's even going to be in all other liquids. Now, what there was two sources. Rebbe's source was from the pasuk of Bashlam Avushal, to tell you, oh, not only if it's cooked in water, but even if it's cooked in all other liquids, and as we said that even in pot roast, he said it's going to be asr, which includes all things which even the other mandama would not hold because it wouldn't be a kavu chayma. Rebbe says that it's going to include all these other types of cooking. They're all included in the isra. That's the redundancy. So we see that it's necessary for that halacha not to tell you that the isra of Bishlam would even be if it's cooked during the day and not only during the nighttime. So how does he have both drushes from the same redundancy? Another Gemara answers, he could learn both, because Im Kain, if it was only teaching one halacha, and that's why he repeats two times, Bashal Mevushal, then Le Makra, then the Pasuk should have just said, Oy Bashal Bashal, repeated the word Bashal twice, Oy Mevushal Mevushal, repeated the word Mevushal twice. My Bashal Mevushal, what is this that it changes the terminology? From Bashal to Mevushal, to tell you to make another drasha. And that to tell you, Shamet Minatarti, obviously we're learning two halachas. One is regarding the halacha of that it's not only forbidden to cook it in water, but even in all other liquids, as we had learned in Amud Aleph. And the other one to teach what this Braisa is teaching, that the Isra of consuming the Karban Pesach that was cooked is not only if it was cooked at nighttime, but even if it was cooked during the daytime. Now the Gemara continues with another Braisa, again on this theme. Tanya ben Linda Braisa. This Braisa says, Achad Slimi Ba'yim Chayiv. If you eat a roasted Karban Pesach, when it was still day, that you would be chayv, which the Gemara later on is going to explain this halacha, which, as we had said before, that would seem to be putter. This price says that if you eat the Karban Pesach roasted during the day, you would be chayv. The kazayis, no, mishcha sheikha kayv. If you eat a kazayis of it partially roasted during the nighttime, then you would be chayv. The Gemara makes an inference from these two halachas that the Braisa says. Ketani tzli, we learned the halacha regarding the chiyuv of eating a roasted Karban Pesach, even on Erev Pesach. Dumi dina. Similar to the Isra of eating a partially roasted Karban Pesach, which we said is forbidden at nighttime. Now, we're saying both of them in one Braisa. Now, man no balav, it would seem to be that just like the Isra of consuming a partially roasted Karban Pesach on the Seder night is a negative prohibition, af tzli balav, so too, eating the Karban Pesach roasted by day would also be a negative prohibition that would seem that person would even get malchus on. Now, the Gemara asks on that. Bish lemenog siv. Obviously, we know regarding the Isra of eating a partially roasted Karban Pesach at nighttime, that says a pasuk, al teichlu menem no, you're not allowed to eat from it partially roasted, and therefore that's a negative prohibition that you'd get malchus on. El tzli menolam, but where do we know that eating it roasted during the daytime, at nighttime, it's supposed to be eaten roasted, but it's at nighttime, not during the daytime. So how do we know that there's a negative prohibition on eating the Karban Pesach in the way it's supposed to be, but during the daytime, that would be us and possibly even get malchus on? Now, where would you say that? The Chesed says a pasuk in Shemais. It says, V'ochel es habasa b'layil hazeh. You should eat the Karban Pesach, this meat, on this night. Now, that would be the inference. B'layil in b'yayim lo. That would be your source to say, oh, it's only at night you're allowed to eat a roast, not during the day. And that's why you would get, it would be a negative prohibition during the day. However, the Gemara asks, Hai lav habo mechlal aseihu. This is saying that it's forbidden, but where do we know that it's forbidden? From the positive commandment. The positive commandment tells you to do it at daytime, at nighttime. The inference of saying, oh, but what would be forbidden would be during the daytime. Now, the problem is, any negative prohibition that's an inference from a positive commandment does not have the status of a lav of a negative prohibition. It has the status of an isra ase, of a prohibition that comes from a positive commandment. It's qualified as a positive commandment to say, do this, not that. And therefore, how could we compare this case of Tzli Bayim to Na Balayla? But the problem is, Na Balayla is a lav, and it seems to be saying that Tzli Bayim is also a lav, but it seems to be only an Isra Aseh, not a lav. And that the Gemara answers, I'm Rav Chisda Haman, you want to know who the Tanya of this Braisa is to understand why there's even going to be a lav, and we continue on top of Membezim and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, that he says a lav, a negative prohibition that comes from an inference when it says lamer, it's saying that that actually becomes a lav, becomes a negative prohibition, not just an Isra say. The Tanya, like we learned the Braisa, says a pasuk in Bayikra, Sharvase, a bull and a sheep, Serua, which that is when one of the eyes of the animal are larger and the other one is smaller, and similarly regarding all the limbs of the animal. The kolut, and that is where the hooves are unsplit. The pasuk says, Nedavatasa Isai, you should make this as a contribution to the Bedek Abayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, its monetary value will be utilized by the Beis HaMikdash. However, it cannot, it's lo yirotz, it's not willing for a neder to be brought as a carbon to Hashem, because it's not fit for the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. Now, the pasuk says, Oisai. So the drush is, Oisai, this type of animal, which as the pasuk is told, it's talking about Balmum. It has, the animal has a blemish. One eye is bigger than the other. There's a problem with the hooves. Now, such an animal is what the pasuk is saying, the Davatasa Oisai, that at the matvis lebedek abayis, that you can go ahead and put towards the monetary value for the bedek abayis, that you're not going to actually bring it as a carbon, but rather the monetary value will be going to the bank account, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the inference is, v'yata matvis tamimim, but you can't go ahead and designate an animal that is tamim, that has no blemish, which is fit to be run on the Mizbeach, as utility for the monetary value, lebedek abayis, for the bedek abayis. And that is, no, if it's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, you have to bring it as a carbon. You can't go ahead and designate it for monetary purpose to go ahead and sell it and use it and utilize it for other things because it fits with the Mizbeach. Now, mikan amar, from here we say, that kala matvis tamimim lebedek abayis, if someone goes ahead and designates an animal that has no blemish, that's fit for Mizbeach, but doesn't use it for that, but rather use it for the monetary value of it, giving it to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash for other purposes, for monetary value, even about to say, he transgresses a positive commandment of Tasa Oisai, that only the blemished animal, Tasa Oisai, you should use for the Bedek HaBayis as in the Dava. But however, an unblemished animal should not be, it should be used as a carbon, and someone that does the opposite is transgressing this positive commandment. Now, Einli Ela Ba'aseh, I would only know that it would be, as we said, an Isra Aseh, a prohibition that comes from a positive command, which has the quality of a positive commandment. But Leisa Seminayin, how would I know that one would even be violating a negative prohibition if he goes ahead and is matvis, a carbon that's tamim to Bedek HaBayis? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches us. And this is because the beginning of this, it's written in the beginning of that parasha, it says, Ve'edabra Hashem al Moshe lemer, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Limit akola parsha kula, that teaches regarding this whole parsha, which is again regarding being matfe something bedek abayis, that sheyehei beloisase, that if one goes ahead and takes, doesn't do only just a balmum, a blemished animal, he takes an unblemished one and uses it for the monetary value, that he transgresses even a negative prohibition, that's up in Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that will be the same thing as we have by us regarding the beginning of the parasha of the Karban Pesach, where it says, V'yerem Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemer, to teach you that, therefore, it's going to even be a negative prohibition, and not just an Isra Aseh, if one goes ahead and roasts it during the day, since it says that when it talks about roasting it by the nighttime, it says lemer, therefore, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, that lemer says, regarding this parasha of being matfis, tamim to the Bedek HaBayis, that it's even a negative prohibition, so too regarding the case of roasting it, that if you do it during the daytime, it's not just an Isra Aseh, it's going to be, like the case of Noah by nighttime, an actual negative prohibition to even get Malkus. Now the Gemara asks on this, Amalei Rebbe Lebar Kapara, my mashma, where do you see from the word lamer that would mean that is even going to be a law of a negative prohibition? So Malai, he says there's two pshatim in the Gemara. So he says to him, the chsiv lamer, because it says lamer. Now, the contraction of the word lamer is loy, no, nem abedvarim, is said regarding these topics. And that's what the word lamer is, loy mar, loy don't say. It's saying that no, it's saying that one cannot go ahead and do this, and that's why it's even a negative prohibition. Another source, Be Rav Amri, they say, their interpretation is lamer, that is a contraction of lav omer. It's saying no. It's telling them that there's actually a negative prohibition regarding these things, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda learns that if one is matfes a tamen to bedek abayis, it's going to be a negative prohibition. And so too, he's the Tana of that price that says that if one is going to be eaten a tzli, a roasted, which is the way it's supposed to be, by daytime, is going to be violating even a negative prohibition, not just an Isra Aseh, because although it says at nighttime that's when it should be eaten, it says lamer there in the beginning of the parasha to tell you, lav omer or loy nemar, either way to tell you that it's even going to be a negative prohibition.